USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Massive Colorado wildfires spread by powerful winds burned several hundred homes and forced evacuations of two Denver suburbs, Louisville and Superior. Colorado Governor Jared Polis.
Those who don't know, this area of Boulder County is right in and around suburban subdevelopments, stores. It's like the neighborhood that you live in. It's like the neighborhood that any of us live in.
So far, more than 34,000 people have been evacuated. The CDC is reporting nearly a 500,000 new COVID-19 cases in a single day. It's the highest daily total of any country during the pandemic. Also, at least 15 states are reporting their highest single-day totals ever. Hospitals are now reporting a staggering surge in COVID patients, both adults and children, and most of them are unvaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
Trust. Maybe a small word, but with huge ramifications. At Fellowship Home Loans, we want to be the mortgage lender that you trust.
Fellowship realizes that trust is earned and can easily be lost. That is why we listen not only to the wants, but also strive to understand the need.
Take a look at our Google reviews and our A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. But that's just the beginning. What matters is you.
Give us a chance to earn your trust, not just your business. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We will listen and put together a plan to help make your dreams come true. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
As most people are ringing in the new year, weather forecasters say a serious and severe weather outbreak could happen that might involve tornadoes. Showers are expected across Texas and much of the South. They say a cold front moving into the region and a strengthening area of low pressure along that front will cause thunderstorms. Warnings are out in Arkansas, Louisiana, and Tennessee. Heavy rain and possible flooding will also be a threat. President Biden spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin during a phone call. It's the second in the past month. The White House says tensions at the Ukrainian border and Ukraine's potential admission to NATO were some of the primary talking points. Putin, who asked for the call, said that Ukraine's entrance into the defense alliance would amount to a security threat to Russia. Biden has told Putin in the past that Russia would face harsh economic punishment if it moved military against Ukraine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
People are speaking out after two journalists in Hong Kong have been arrested. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Lance Pry.
Hong Kong police announced Thursday they formally charged two people with conspiracy to publish seditious publications, a day after a raid on Stan News offices that had been denounced by Secretary of State Tony Blinken. Hong Kong police said in a statement after the raid that the officers had a warrant authorizing them to search and seize relevant journalistic materials. Journalism is not sedition, Blinken said in an emailed statement. One of those arrested, pro-democracy activist Denise Ho.
China is preventing our democracy at all costs. The one country, two systems. Is nearing its death.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
If you're looking to buy a home, new research says you should do it soon because prices are going up. USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
A new report says the median home price sales rose over the last year to a new all-time high. Redfin reporting the price jumped by 14.6% to a record high of just over $360,000 during the four-week period ending December 26th. The study comes as a number of homes for sale fell to a record low. New listings and pending sales also dropped to their lowest levels since January. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.